Conservation and Natural Resources employees, part of a total of 325 state workers, will lose jobs. The state historic sites to be closed include the Lincoln Log Cabin near Charleston, the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington, and the Bryant Cottage in Bement. The historic sites will close October 1st. State parks to be closed November 1st include Weldon Springs near Clinton, Wolf Creek near Windsor, and Kickapoo State Park near Oakwood in Vermilion County. That park is in the district of State Senator Mike Frerichs. The Champaign Democrat says shutting down the park will hurt.
The closing kick would be very detrimental, and I'm going to be calling IDOT employees and legislative liaisons today to see what they can tell me, what kind of guarantees they can give me. I'm interested in hearing what the governor's rationale for doing this is. This seems like something just done to produce anger from constituents.
Frerichs spoke today from Denver, where he's at the Democratic National Convention. On Tuesday at the convention, Governor Rod Blagojevich hugged Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan in a show of reconciliation with his longtime adversary on budget issues. But Frerichs says by announcing the closings while the convention is still going on, Blagojevich is showing he's not interested in working with legislators on a budget solution. Blagojevich spokeswoman Kelly Quinn says officials have no choice but to close the parks and historic sites because the governor had to cut $1.4 billion from what they call an out-of-balance budget. The Diocese of Belleville says it could decide next week whether it'll appeal a jury's awarding of $5 million to a Champaign man who claims he was repeatedly sexually abused by a priest decades ago. A St. Clair County jury returned a verdict yesterday in favor of James Wisniewski in his lawsuit against the diocese. Wisniewski claims Reverend Raymond Kaunacki molested him dozens of times in the 1970s when he was an altar boy and threatened to kill Wisniewski's parents if the boy ever told. Jurors found that the diocese concealed evidence of Kaunacki's suspected sexual misconduct. Kaunacki isn't charged criminally and did not answer his door today for a reporter seeking comment. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the diocese should resist the temptation to challenge the trial's outcome. The University of Illinois will get a visit this fall from former presidential candidate John Edwards. The one-time North Carolina senator and John Kerry's running mate in 2004 recently admitted to an extramarital affair that many observers say will hobble his political future. But U.S. spokeswoman Robin Kaler says it doesn't appear that Edwards wants to cancel any speaking engagements, including his October 14th date set up by the Illini Union Board at Fullinger Auditorium.
The university extended an offer if he wanted to not appear, but we were told that he, in fact, is booking more appearances and his speaking fee has gone up.
Kaler says the union board had negotiated the $65,000 fee before the scandal erupted. She says it's not an unusual speaking fee for someone of Edwards' stature. Students will be able to attend the speech for free. A group of Illinois women got a surprise visit from an old friend, Barack Obama. He dropped in today for a luncheon for Illinois women who are attending the convention in Denver. The presidential nominee joked he wanted to try out his big acceptance speech tonight on a friendly crowd. Instead, he hugged old friends and talked about how much he was appreciating their support over the years. He told the woman it's because of them that he and his wife have the honor of helping lead the party and try to win back the White House. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 533 and AM 580's Mike Solis in the weather office.
Well, thanks, Tom. We're waiting on a cold front, and it apparently has pushed through northwestern Illinois. The winds have started to shift around to the northwest at Moline, just a 3 mile per hour wind, but it's the direction that's important, and that means the front has pushed through there. There are some very strong thunderstorms right now across northern Missouri and getting closer to the Mississippi River, and a severe thunderstorm watch is up for a good portion of northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and even extending all the way west into northeastern Kansas. And again, some pretty strong thunderstorms have developed, pushing closer to where Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri come together there at the confluence of the Missouri and the Illinois and the Mississippi rivers. So we're watching that storm, and there's also to the west of there at least one severe thunderstorm still in effect across northern Missouri. We have a slight risk of some strong to severe storms. Most of the potential will be across western Illinois, but as that cold front pushes in, and again with dew point temperatures up to 70 degrees at Willard Airport, there's definitely enough fuel for a strong thunderstorm, or at least the thunderstorm that could produce locally heavy rain, to develop. But again, right now, all is quiet for central Illinois. The one cell that pushed through Champaign, Vermilion, and Edgar County is now in the Terre Haute area, and the returns that are pushing closer to Illinois are still well to the west of the Mississippi River. So our chance for showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight with a low of 66 degrees, a high tomorrow of 83 under a mostly sunny sky. Clear sky for tomorrow night and a cooler low temperature down to 56. Saturday sunny with a high of 84. Saturday night a low of 58 under a clear sky. Sunday the high 86 and sunshine. Monday mostly sunny, the high 89. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After three nights of political hoopla and speeches, tonight Barack Obama finally takes the stage to accept the Democratic presidential nomination. The stage is a new one. It's Invesco Field at Mile High. It's the football stadium where Denver's football team, the Broncos, play. And Senator Obama's speech comes on the 45th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. We'll hear more about that anniversary in a few minutes.